With Montana News, I'm Bo Baker. The Montana Democratic Party filed a lawsuit late yesterday seeking to remove Green Party candidates from June primary ballots, arguing they didn't gather enough valid signatures. The suit questions 180 signatures in 9 House districts. Secretary of State Corey Stapleton said he is confident in the clerk's efforts to validate signatures and that he thinks the lawsuit is politically motivated. A federal judge in Missoula heard arguments this afternoon on whether a neo-Nazi website publisher has a First Amendment right to unleash a, quote, troll storm of anti-Semitic and threatening messages against a Jewish woman and her family. U.S. Magistrate Judge Jeremiah Lynch did not indicate when he would rule on a motion to dismiss the lawsuit by Daily Stormer publisher Andrew Anglin. Whitefish resident Tanya Gersh sued Anglin last year after her family received hundreds of harassing messages from Anglin's followers at his urging. The Interior Department is backing down from a plan to impose steep fee increases at popular national parks, including Glacier and Yellowstone, in the face of widespread opposition from elected officials and the public. Interior spokeswoman Heather Swift said today officials have, quote, taken the public's suggestion seriously and have amended the plan to reflect those comments. The plan would nearly triple entrance fees at 17 of the nation's most popular parks, forcing visitors to pay $70 per vehicle during the peak summer season. While plans are still being finalized, Swift says that Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke, quote, remains laser-focused on rebuilding our park infrastructure, end quote, and addressing an $11 billion maintenance backlog in the parks. Zinke announced the fee hike last October, saying it could raise $70 million a year. The Great Falls Tribune is reporting that Cascade County Sheriff Bob Edwards today had his law enforcement certificates revoked by a state panel. Edwards was involved in a domestic disturbance with his girlfriend last June. He has served with the sheriff's office for 26 years. The Tribune reports that Edwards says he will appeal the revocations and seek re-election this fall. Neither the incident nor a loss of certifications precludes Edwards from being sheriff. More than 1,000 bison were removed from Yellowstone National Park this winter as part of population control. Park spokeswoman Morgan Worthen told the Bozeman Daily Chronicle that a total of 1,155 bison were removed, a sum that surpassed bison managers' reduction goals for the winter. Officials had agreed to remove anywhere between 600 and 900. Park officials estimate that for the first time since 2012, they will meet their goal of a population of fewer than 4,500 bison in the park after this spring's calving season. Wildlife managers try to reduce the number of bison each year because of a multi-agency agreement that calls for a population of about 3,000. Bison are culled through hunting and capture for shipping to slaughter. Slaughtered meat is distributed to Native American tribes. A University of Montana alumnus and political consultant who was chief of staff of President Barack Obama's 2008 election campaign is offering his skills free of charge to help the university reverse sagging enrollment numbers. Jim Messina says he plans to use targeted social marketing to help recruit students and help develop a strategy that campus officials can carry out. UM's enrollment has fallen by 28.5% since 2010. Messina tells the Missoulian he offered to help UM with a social strategy about 3 years ago, but his offer was declined. New UM President Seth Bodner says he's eager to accept the Messina Group's expertise to better tell the university's story to potential students. The Messina Group provides services to corporate, political, and advocacy groups. Its clients include Google, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, Tesla, and Airbnb. More homes were sold in Missoula last year than any other year on record. That's according to a new report released today. Edward O'Brien has the details.
The latest housing report by the Missoula Organization of Realtors illustrates just how hot Missoula's housing market is. In short, it's white hot. Buyers snapped up over 1,500 homes, 151 more than in 2016. MOR's Brent Wahlberg says house sales increased every quarter last year.
What we've started tracking is how close houses are selling to their original list price. And what we've noticed is right now it's still hovering around 98%.
The median sales price surpassed $268,000. That's the seventh straight year Missoula's median sales price increased. Homes priced between $200,000 and $275,000 made up the largest proportion of sales last year. As Missoula's population grows, that puts more pressure on the local housing supply, including rental housing, which remained at a 3% vacancy rate in 2017. Nearly half of renters spend over 30% of their income on rent. These and other factors means affordable housing remains at an arm's length to many in Missoula County, where the median income in 2016 was more than $46,000. Mayor John Engen describes the lack of affordable housing as one of the community's most pressing problems.
We are not going to move the needle on the numbers that you're seeing here today without public investment in housing. The form that takes is yet to be determined, but we know that we have enough support and we have enough resources that we can begin to buy down the cost of housing for folks in our community.
The entire 2018 Missoula Housing Report can be found on our website at mtpr.org. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.
With Montana News, I'm Maxine Spire. A newly released poll says almost three-quarters of Montanans say they would vote to continue a property tax that keeps tuition low for state college and university students. That's according to the University of Montana Big Sky poll conducted earlier this year by Sarah Rinfrey, director of UM's Master of Public Administration program. The telephone survey conducted in February included 603 Montana registered voters.
We did a representative random sample of voters in Montana.
The poll asked if Montanans would vote for or against continuing the existing 6-mill property tax levy that will be on the ballot this fall. It must be renewed every decade and has supported the university system since 1948. It's set to expire in January 2019. 72% of those polled said they would vote in favor of continuing the 6-mill levy. That's a sharp increase in support from 2008, when 56.8% voted in favor of the tax. Rinfrey says not a lot of polls have been conducted on the tax. The Big Sky poll will continue to gauge public support for continuing the tax before the coming election.
At the time, we did not have the ballot language, but now we do, and we'll use the actual ballot language and re-poll this question in September.
Tax proponents say if voters don't approve continuing the 6-mill levy, it could cost the university system an estimated $20 million a year. For more Montana news, visit our website, mtpr.org. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. I'm Maxine Spire, Montana Public Radio.